USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation broke records at least four times this week for its seven-day average of new daily COVID-19 cases, reporting an all-time high of more than 386,000 new daily infections on Friday. That's according to the latest data from Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Demi Niavarrampil joins Fox News and reminds everyone,
over time, we will see more variants. It's not that if we defeat Omicron that suddenly it will be over.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Many travelers are spending the first day of the year waiting at the airport. Data from FlightAware showing over 4,200 flights have been canceled worldwide on January 1st. That includes over 2,400 U.S. flights. Over 5,000 have been delayed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Pope Francis is calling for an end to violence against women. In a series of tweets posted Saturday, the Pope praising mothers and calling on the world to protect women. He said that to hurt a woman is to insult God. The tweet echoed the contents of his New Year's Day sermon to the faithful from the Vatican in Rome. The Mass was the first time since 2019 that the Pope addressed Catholics on New Year's Day after missing 2020's address due to back pain. The Texas power grid is ready to handle severe winter weather. That's the word from the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. However, the agency gave a similar statement last year prior to the outages that left millions without power in February. ERCOT impacted 300 power plants ahead of North Texas's first cold snap this weekend. The report found that 10 sites had issues that needed to be corrected, but the system will still function as it should. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been sworn into office as the city's 110th mayor early Saturday morning. The newly elected mayor taking the oath of office shortly after the New Year's Eve ball drop in Times Square.
And I will faithfully
discharge the duties
of the office
of the mayor of the city of New York according to the best of my ability so help me God.
Adam succeeding outgoing Mayor Bill de Blasio, who is now planning to run for governor. Dozens of police responded to the scene of a domestic disturbance at the Four Winds apartment complex in Corpus Christi, Texas on New Year's Eve. Police say the suspect attacked two officers with a knife and was shot by a third officer. Corpus Christi Police Chief Mike Markle says New Year's Eve is a dangerous night for police officers.
These are very dangerous calls. You know, this is one of the most dangerous calls that we can make. It's a night of alcohol, family violence.
One officer was stabbed in the neck, the other in the hand. The suspect was shot in the stomach and was transported to a local hospital in critical condition. Both officers listed in stable condition. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.